is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
So I welcome Ord Khitri, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Also, very importantly, a law professor at Arizona State University, to help me to understand the South African aggression towards the State of Israel to do with the conduct of the IDF in the Gaza conflict underway right now. If I understand correctly, next week is an important date to watch when Israel will bring forth a response to the allegations brought by South Africa. However, South Africa itself is a troubled nation, and it is not clear at all what gain a South Africa for itself on the basis of these smear tactics. Or a very good evening to you. The allegation of genocide by South Africa at the International Court of Justice, that has reverberated for weeks, and it wasn't until I read your column in the Wall Street Journal that I saw there was some pattern here. What is in it for South Africa? Do we understand the motivation of driving this fiction? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. So it's clear that South Africa is not really concerned about issues of genocide, because South Africa has been cooperating with Russia's military, which is obviously trying to wipe out Ukraine. And South Africa recently hosted the head of the Janjaweed militia, who has been accused by the International Criminal Court of genocide in Sudan. And South Africa has also hosted the leadership of Hamas, which clearly engaged in genocide against Israel, and whose charter is genocidal. It calls for killing Jews wherever they may be. So that doesn't seem to be South Africa's motivation. What is South Africa's motivation? Well, one thing is clear, is that South Africa is a mess. South Africa's unemployment rate is the highest in the world, according to official South African government figures released today. It's 32%. Meanwhile, the South African government is running for re-election, and it's not clear that it's going to win. News reports say that the ruling African National Congress Party faces its steepest election test ever in a few months. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to distract people. They're trying to look like they are again on the right side of things, and they are focusing attention on Israel rather than because they don't have a good story to tell about themselves. So they're trying to rally people against an external enemy. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Now we go to the ICJ itself. Who is Nawaf Salam? What do we need to know?
So Nawaf Salam was promoted on February 6th to become chief judge of the International Court of Justice. Nawaf Salam replaced Joan Donahue, an American who retired. So Nawaf Salam joined the court in 2018 as a regular judge. He was just promoted to chief justice. He's repeatedly run for prime minister of Lebanon, sometimes at Hezbollah's suggestion. And so I make the case in an article I published this morning that there are some serious ethical concerns regarding Nawaf Salam.
And putting this all together, what we have here is a demonstration of prejudice against Israel's defending itself. I ask the big question, is this likely to be successful at the ICJ? I've lost contact with how it functions. It seems to be largely a propaganda organization.
Yes, unfortunately, it is. ICJ Charter's most fundamental requirement is that its judges must render decisions, quote, in accordance with international law, end quote, not politics. But they seem to be more and more politicized. And it seems to me that Salam's elevation, the elevation of this Lebanese politician with a long history of anti-Israel animus to chief judge, president of the ICJ, is a further sad step towards the ICJ, which is designed as the UN's court, becoming yet another politicized UN body dominated by Israel bashing third world governments and their terrorist allies.
You tell me there's another concern right now, which is the allegations brought by a separate accuser of Israel's violation of the Palestinian rights in occupied territory. What is that, Ord?
So, yes, Israel is, in fact, facing two cases right now at the International Court of Justice. One was that South African case, which is alleging that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. It's a false allegation, but obviously it's generated some proceedings. And the other case was brought by a vote of the UN General Assembly, and it alleges that Israel's occupation of the West Bank and East Jerusalem is now illegal, and that international law requires Israel to immediately and unconditionally withdraw from the West Bank and East Jerusalem, regardless of the risk to Israeli security.
What is to be done? You have a recommendation to the U.S. Congress, to members of the U.S. Congress. What can the U.S. do about South Africa's allegation?
So South Africa needs to be deterred. South Africa generated this case against Israel. It requested the ICJ order Israel to do a number of things, including that the ICJ order Israel to stop defending itself in Gaza. The ICJ turned that down on January 26th. South Africa is about to get another bite at the apple. Israel has a report due on February 26th to the ICJ. It was ordered to discuss in a report how it's complying with the order of January 26th. South Africa is making it clear that it is going to respond by, resubmitting previous requests that it made to the International Court of Justice, including that the International Court of Justice order Israel to halt defending itself. So it's important to send South Africa a message that this is not acceptable behavior. Some $3 billion in South African exports enter the U.S. duty-free each year, thanks to a particular law. According to the law, South Africa should lose those benefits if it engages in activities that undermine the U.S. national security or foreign policy interests. Seems to me South Africa is clearly doing that. So the danger which South Africa's ICJ activities pose should result in cancellation of South Africa's benefits under this law. So I urge that the administration and that Congress make it clear to South Africa, you keep at this, you lose those benefits.
Chris Coons of Delaware, Democrat, James Risch, Republican of Idaho. They're fully informed of this possibility, and are they ready to move on it to your knowledge, Ord? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ready to move on this. I certainly hope that they would, and I hope that they read my piece and are inspired to do the right thing, because it's not only in Israel's national security interest, but also America's.
Ord Khitri is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a professor of law at Arizona State University, writing in the Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor.